Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love. Like a fool, I went on.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Robert Craytrick. We're getting us back. My favorite blues man. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. And that's ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Mark Babbitt, co-author of A War Gone Social, How Companies Must Adapt to Survive. Mark, thanks again for being here. U-turn.com. Remind us about U-turn. Y-O-U-T-E-R-N. Remind us about that.
Well, U-turn is our passion play in the business world. It's our opportunity to give back to some college students and recent graduates who really need some help launching their careers. And so we're a peer-to-peer mentoring network, and we use social media and blogging extensively to build that community. And it's kind of our passion play, Jim. None of us, it's all a volunteer network. None of us take a salary. It's just there to serve as a mentorship sounding board.
Thank you for that. And you've got another portal you're going to be launching in the next few months that you're going to come back and tell us about when you get a little closer, right?
Yes, sir. It's for our military veterans. What we're doing for college students at U-turn, we're gonna do for our military veterans that are transitioning to their civilian careers.
Be sure to come back and launch that on the show when it's ready to go.
I'd be happy to. Thank you, Jim. Yeah,
my microphone is your microphone. Let's get back into social media. Social media, I don't even like the term social media, Mark. I don't know if you
heard you say that at the top of the show.
In the chapter on social media in my book, I said that I'm the original social media heretic. I'm a true believer who doesn't like the status quo. I don't like the term social media for business. For businesses, they ought to be thinking, connecting with customers, you know, building communities to connect with customers. Social media, to a lot of, as you talked about some of those gray hairs earlier, social media sounds like a visit with grandma. You know, it doesn't sound like business. And so I really think that when we think of connecting with customers in the 21st century, in the age of the customer, that we should think, okay, this is a new way. This is the new way. This is the way customers expect us to connect with them today, to connect with them, not to socialize with them, but to connect with them. What do you think? That sounds like there's more ROI in there than social. What do you think?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right. I mean, think of it this way. If everybody in town this weekend is going to the new festival out at the fairgrounds, and you have a small business and a relevant product or service or something you can eat or drink, and you choose not to go there, you make the deliberate choice not to go to that festival, and your shop is empty all weekend as a result, then you didn't go where your customers are.
That's right.
And that's exactly what's happening with social media. Again, like you said, 14 billion transactions, clicks, on just two networks. You know, double that when you include Google+ and Twitter and Pinterest and everything else. That's where your customers are. And if you aren't there, you're making the choice not to be relevant.
That's exactly right. And it's just a different way of getting to places. It's more convoluted. It's not as straight line as it used to be. And in some ways, Mark, that is confusing and frustrating for small businesses. But the truth is, even though I'm the heretic, I mean, I'm a true believer, Mark. The truth is social media connecting with customers with the new media is custom made for small businesses and not so much for big businesses, isn't it?
Oh, well, we see that you couldn't have made a stronger point even if we would have rehearsed, Jim. social media is a David and Goliath situation, and David's winning. And winning often. If this were to happen back in the Bible days, it wouldn't even have been a story. It would have been so common, nobody would have even picked up on it.
Yep.
We see all the time the small business by building relationships and going where their customers are and choosing to add value and to display expertise all before asking for the sale, they're winning. And they're winning against some very big, very well-funded boys that have been around a long time. And when a big company
hits social media, they're just a big company hitting social media. But when a small company hits social media, even if there isn't a name in that necessarily a person associated with, even if it's an ad, the people consuming that content know the person behind it. They know the people behind it. And that's what connection is all about, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it gets right back to the value. If you build a true relationship with your customers, and they respect you, and they trust your expertise, the next time Amazon or Groupon has a big sale, they're going to say, "Yeah, I could go save $3.90 on Amazon." Mm-hmm. But I really like working with Jim. I like buying. I like walking into his shop.
And there's a loyalty there. That's right. And when I go online, I find out that Google, I can get it 29 other places by having them ship it to me, and I can save money. But now I know that it's not that much money, and I'd rather spend a little bit of extra money and do business locally with somebody that I know.
It's all about building trust, Jim.
Yep.
That's what we can use social media for. We can build trust before we ask for the sale.
Well said. And it's more important than ever before. We got to take a quick break. Mark Babbitt, thanks for being here. Good job today. U-turn.com, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called A World Gone Social by Mark Babbitt.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.